Okay, so good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, we're in packet J8. We're doing the halachas of the Chiyuv Bedikur Ba'oinas HaVeses. So basically, we have concern, we mentioned this before, we have concern when an Isha reaches her Oinas HaVes. We have two issues of concern. One is that they might see Damishas Tashmish, and all the other. And the Ra points out we might be concerned that the Tashmish might trigger it. The other is that the period might have begun and she may not be aware, and they'll cohabit, and after the Vest day has passed. So both are problems of Boil Nida. So the solutions are Prisha and Abedika. So the Prisha makes sure that they're not going to see Bishas Tashmish, and the Bedika just makes sure she knows what's going on. Did Dom come or not? So that they know, you know, what is her status after the Vestas has passed. So we have a Prisha and we have a Bedika. So the basic question today is what happens when the Oina passes and she didn't do a Bedika? So we'll look at the Gemara on Tess of Zion. And welcome to Gemara Taz Zion on the Aleph and Tosfos, and we'll see. There's a machlekes b'shainim. What happens when she has aves kavua and aves is in a little bodka? And then we'll discuss what happens if she doesn't have aves kavua and just aves and a little bodka. So. The Gemara says in Nida Tezayin Amad Aleph, Itmar Isha Shieshla Vesis Vihigia Shas Vesta Velo Badaka Udasoif Badaka Amrav Badka Umata Temea Temea Tahara Tahara. So it's our case, and so if she checked afterwards, Rav says her checking is effectual. It's meaningful to check, because if she's Tahor, she's Tahor. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Badchu Mata Tahara, Nami Temeil. Even if she finds herself Tahor afterwards, after the Vesas, Oonis HaVesas, Nami Temeil, Mitnesha Orek B'Zmanaba, because we assume that the period started, and it's like Rashi said at the top of the Amod, if you hold Vesas Deraisa, we assume that it came, and Ba, the orech bezmanoi ba v'dam chazai v'nafol lekarka. So it came and it left, and so that's the presumption if you hold vesas raisa. V'leim bevesas kama fliga the marsav of vesas marsav the raisa marsav the rabbanim. So let's move down a little bit. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omer bevesas gufayu kama fligi. One holds the rice, one holds the rabbanon, kitanai. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tamei Nida, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Tivdoik. In other words, in our case, Rabbi Lezer holds that even if she does a bedika, she's Tamei. Why? Because Vesas Deraisa and the Oreach came, and that's the presumption is that the Nidas came. Rabbi Yeshua says, Tivdoik. She should check, which is mashma, that the bedika is going to be effectual, which would mean that the presumption is that it may or may not have come. There's no, it's not behechrich that the orech mizmano ba. So the bedika would be effectual. So tivdoik, vahani tanai, ki hani tanai. This is also reflected in another machlokes tanai, the tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer Tamea. She's tamei no matter what. She should check. So we'll have a nice machlokas rishonim on what tivdoik means. What is the parish of tivdoik in the Gemara? It will make a halacha, a different halacha maisa, and it will show up the parish of tivdoik. Really, the nafkamin of the parish of tivdoik will show up in Shulchan Aruch as a stam and a yesh oimrim. Okay, let's see. Tosos Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Bevesos Gufayu Pligi Near the Halacha Devesos Durabanon. The High Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak the Hu Mas Ra'a He Is Le De La Rav the Vestos Durabanon. So the Basra holds like Rav. that vestas the rabbanon. Beperak yesh bechor pasik pasik kerav beisuri. We go like Rav over Shmuel and Suri. V'oy the kaimelon kerabbi Shua the besamach legabi the kaimelon kerabbi Shua the besamach legabi Rabbi Lezer ukechamim legabi Rabbi Meir. And they're all holding tivdoik, which means it's effectual, which means we don't say vestas the raisa. Rafagav the time repair is kusim. Okay, we'll skip a little bit. Okay, Behilkach. Last couple lines of Tostos. Sorry, we go back one line. Bechain before the Hilkach, Bechain Pasik Bishultos, the Rav Achai, Rabbeinu Chananel. That vestas of the Rabbanan. Hilkach, Isha Shieshla Veses, Velo Badka, Beshas Vesta, Vachacha Badka, Umatasa, Tahira, Tahira, the Bible. Mihu Nira, Lachatri, the Tarak Livdoik, Beshas Vesta. So, Tosus is paskining, Vestas of the Rabbanan, and if she didn't check during the Shas, the Oinas of Vest, and she checks afterwards, she's Tahor, but she should do a Badika, Beshas Veses. So let us take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef kind of brings all the relevant Rishonim. He puts it together nicely. Because basically we have a machlokas, the Rashba versus the Rashba and the Ramban versus the Rif and the Rambam. And he'll take us through the machlokas. So this is in the Tor, Kuf Pei Dalid. I think Halacha Tess. I think it's Halacha Tess. It's Beis Yosef Divrei Maskil V'Dafka. V'hani aval V'Dafka hani aval kol isha the alma she yigia vesta asura an shetivdaik. V'chein kaza rajba v'tar zabayis v'lamad kemi damrin v'per kol yad gavi isha she yesh la vesas, a woman who has a vesas, and that's what we saw in the Gemara. Right, the Itmar started off with on Tes Zion Itmar Isha Shiyesh Laveses V'Higia Shas Veses V'Lo Badka. So it was that's our sugi is about Shiyesh Laveses V'Higia Eisen Veses V'Lo Badka V'Lo Rasa Rabbi Lezer Omer Tamea Nidav Rabbi Shua Omer Tivdag V'Hani Tanai Kihani Tanai, which we saw V'Yadu the Halachik of Rabbi Shua. So this is like Tosfos V'Chachamim the Rabbi Meir Chen Kasav Hagaz Mordechai B'shem Ramban, the Rav Mishmul, B'ishi Shiyesh Laveses, V'higia Shas Veses, V'lo Badka, U'besoif Badka, U'mata Tohara. Okay, that was the beginning of our Gemara, and we also said in Tosfos that we pass like Rav. Near the Halacha, the Vestas, the Rabbanon, V'chein Pasak, Rav Achai, V'Rabbein Chnano, Hilkach, yes, we're quoting Tosfos now, Hilkach, Hilkach Isha Shiyesh Laveses V'lo Badcha V'umad B'shas Laveses V'achakach Badcha V'umad T'tahara T'tahara L'bayla Mihu Nira L'chadchila Yesh L'chadchila Tzarech Livdoik B'shas Vesta Adkan V'chein Chaz Ogaz Mordechai Cain, Bishmam, Repair Kess, the Cain class of Arriva, the Sefer Abale Nefesh. So there we have the Shitas Bishonim, the Rajwa, the Ramban, the Rivid, and Tosfos that Avra Vesas Lobodka, by she has a Kavua, she should do a Bedika. We didn't have here that it's Asur. So that's really the tour, right? So that this part of the Shita, at least according to the Rashba and the Ramban, that she's Asur until she does a Bedika. So that was the tour paskin like the Rashba, that she's Asur until she does a Bedika. So Tivdoik according to the Rashba means she needs to do a Bedika and she's Asura Asher Tivdoik. That is the Rashba and the tour. But Zakt the Beis Yosef, continuing the Beis Yosef, Al Haran, Kasa, Beperek Beis Teshuois, Ahadatanya, Achamor Vapoyalim, to the Das HaRif for Rambam. So the Ran is going to explain the Das HaRif and the Rambam. Zal, Dinihi, Dibishas, Veses, Boy Bedika, Mikol Makom, Im Avar, Veses, Velo Bodka, Velo Higisha, Tahara, Velo Bedika. So the Ran is saying, part of the Rif and the Rambam, you don't offer Veses, Velo Bodka, she's good. She does not need to do a Bedika. Right? She doesn't need to do a Bedika. And she's not Aser, like the Rajba, until she does a Bedika. She's good. And it's a nice, it's a cool one. This is the Stam, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like this Rambam and this Rif, Kufpei Dalet Tes. And the Ran in Shavuos, which we have in the packet, the Ran in Shavuos in the packet, I think it's page 8, yeah. So the Ran on page 8, it's in Shavuos. I'll read the Ran. The Ran is going to be Masbir. What do the Rif and the Rambam do with the Lashon of Tivdoik? Right? The Tanaim said, you know, in the context of the Gemara, that it's Avaveses v'Labodka, so afterwards she should do a Bedika. Tivdoik. Sounds like at that point, afterwards, Tivdoik. And the Rambam and the Rif are saying, no, she doesn't need to do Bedika and she's not Aser. So how do they understand the Gemara? So, Zokt the Ran, the Fikach Nira Li, the Inhu, the Rambam and the Rif, Zal Savri de Chachamim for Rabbi Shua, the Amre Tivdoik, the Aflugi Atanakamaditu, who the Asu. They're just coming to respond and give a rebuttal to the Tanakama. The Amr Kol Shelo Badka B'Shans Vesta V'Tameh Anida Mishum V'Vesas D'Raisa Amr. So since the Tanakama holds Vesas D'Raisa, she's Tameh, and the Nafkamin is that she's Tameh, and if she didn't do a Bedika B'Shans Vesa, so they respond. The Rif and the Rambam are saying that the Chachamim Rabbi Shua are responding by saying Tivdoik. So it's Tivdoik according to the Rif and the Rambam means that this is what Vestos the Rabbanan mean. Vestos the Rabbanan mean you have to do a Bedika, but that's Dafka B'Shas Vesas, right? According to the Rif and the Rambam, Tivdoik means b'shas vesas and not after. Aval kol sha'avar vesas. Lama tehei tzricha livdoik. Why should she do b'dika if the vesas passed? Hari kol isha she'esh la vesas shelo b'shas vesta musulekas damim. She's a musulekas damim, and I think he means not in the technical sense. In other words, if her vesas came, then there's no dam there to check because the oina passed. I don't think he means in the technical sense, like a zakena or something like that. So if the oina passed, then like the dam is there's nothing there to check. The mishum hachi amru dayashaita v'lama nichush that we say dayashaita, we say when she finds it, that's when she the dam came. V'lama nichush shehu dami mitzuyim ba shelo b'shas vesa. Mipnei shelo badka b'shas vesa. Why should we assume the dam came after the Vesas, because she didn't check at the time of the Vesas. Ella Hasam Vada ki Amrin and Tivdoik Bishas Vesas Amru Udike Kasvina. So the Ran is saying from the Rifan Ramam you don't need to check afterwards because there's no reason for the dam to be there. The Bedika is considered effectual because the Vesas is the Rabbanon. Lav the Meimar should tzricha livdoik achra Vesas. This, that, you know, the original Itmar said, you know, it said if she did a Bedika, then it's effectual. It didn't say she's obligated to. It says, Amarav Badaka, if she checked, right? The check is effectual. It didn't say that she should check. And that's because Vesel Rabban. Lav the Meimar should Tzricha Livdoik Achra Vesels. That's not... doesn't mean there's an obligation to check afterwards. Ela Meshum Deshmul Boy the Meimar Afila Badku Umatza Tehoira Tamei. Nakat Rav. Rav just said his thing in as a rebuttal or in, as to make his to present his sheet in contrast. That he says Torah Tehoira. Below Tehei Tzricha. Okay, you don't have to do Dika afterwards. Ubezeh, alo divri Rav Alfas for Rambam. Now we kind of explained the, how the Rambam and Rav Alfas work with the lashon of the brisas Tivdike. Yafe, it's now explained well. Alash Azu, Kuli Yaseiro, Shalol Luchush Acher, Shalol Luchush, Lo Levesus, Velo Le Oino, Klal, Afilu the Yamim Harbor, Afilu be Yashana. So she, it sounds like, according to the Riff and the Rambam, you know, she doesn't really have to be worried about the possibility of her becoming tummy because she doesn't have to check if it passed. So it's they call it a kula seira. The back takes out the lashon of kula seira, but it is a kula. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Riff and the Rambam, Astam and Kuf Pei Dalid, but in Kuf Pei Tes Dalid, the Stam is like the Rajba and the Ravid. That she is asura until she's asura until she does a bedika. Avra Vesas Vilabat, because she's asura until she does a bedika. And we'll read the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll move into. This was all, of course, everything that we said up until now was regarding a Ves Kavua. And in the Sefer of this halacha, in Kuf Pei Tes Dalid, we'll see the halacha for Eina Kavua. So the Shulchan Aruch, Oid Yesh Chiluk Bein Kavato Gimel Pamim, the Lo Kavato Gimel Pamim, Shakavua Afal Pi Shavra Oinasa, that by a Kavua Afal Pi Shavra Oinasa, even though the Oinasa Vest passed, Velohi Girsha, Asura Lashamish Ad Shativdoik Vetimsa Tahor. So there we have the Shita of the Rajbo as the Stam. Vashalo kavatso gimopamim im higia. So if she didn't have a ves kavur, im higia zman vesus v'lo badka v'lo rasa kevan she'avra oinasa muteris. So a person doesn't have a ves kavur and the vesus came and went and without a bedika, she is muter the baila without a bedika. Velo badka, velo rasa, kevin shavra oinasa moteras. V'oina benonish shel shehi l'lamed yom dina kevesas kavua. So, like Rabbi Simon says, the oina benonish is the honorary ves kavua. So, the oina benonish will be treated like a ves kavua that she's aser until she does a bedika. And so we have a stickle steer in the Shulchan Aruch. It seems one. Stam in Kuf Pei Dalid was like the Riff and the Rambam, that you don't need to be do a bedika, and you're not Aser. And over here, we're passing not that way. In Kuf Pei Tes, Rabbi Simon often quotes the Devar Shmuel to explain these inconsistencies. I think the Devar Shmuel says that the Talmidim of the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and so therefore he came up with these inconsistencies. I always thought the Shulchan Aruch is copying and pasting, and he leaves the original Lashonos. When you're copying and pasting the original Lashonos into the Shulchan Aruch, you'd end up with steers. But Rabbi Simon likes that to our Shmuel. Okay, so I think we'll hold it there. Any questions? Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Okay. Right.